Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman takes first base on ball four. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Nuxhall moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crow moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crow moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoke moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 6-1, Reds. P. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Nuxhall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 3 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Crow hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into Banks, who tags Nuxhall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McMillan moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to third. Thompson moves to second. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0 for 4 in the game. Wisenhunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Don Elston. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Dark moves to third. It's 6-2, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.